the opposite of take it off. If you didn't want somebody to take something off, you'd tell them to, you might give your wife a bracelet, you say, here, why don't you
put it on?
Okay. You might say, if a man got mad at his wife, he might take, he said, he took a big knife and he took the knife and he
jug it
into her.
Yeah.
Okay. Would folks ever say
stab her with the knife?
Okay. Yeah. Now, if the teacher came in the room, there was a funny picture on the blackboard. She wanted to know
who drew that picture.
Okay. Now, if you're going to lift a piece of machinery with a you get a block and tackle maybe and tie a rope to it and what do you do with that machinery?
You zig it up. Yeah.
Would you say hoist?
Heist it up.
Okay, all right. Okay. I want to ask you something about the weather and stuff like that. What you say?
That's right.
About the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look up at the sky and you might say, I don't like the look of those black
clouds up there.
Okay. What, on a day where the sun's shining like this and it's nice, you might say the weather is really a nice weather. Nice weather. This is what kind of day is it?
Nice sunshine.
You ever have
beautiful day.
You ever have a slang word you might describe a day like this? Just a, you know, a word for a day like this?
Okay.
What about a tight day where it was the opposite kind of day from that? Just, yeah.
Hanging clouds and
the
wind blowing on it and hazing.
What day?
That would be a terrible day.
Terrible or?
Terrible or
gloomy or?
Gloomy day.
Okay.
They got a storm on the way. They got a storm on the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
And 50 miles an hour.
How you doing?
I'm just a working boy.
Yeah.
He's a good working boy. His mother died, his papa don't want to die. But I got 4 children that don't belong to him at all at his house there. My son Bernard. He got 4 children that don't belong to that home. He taking them and feed them and give them learning, send them to school. Give them a little work in the afternoon when they come back. There are about 11 people in that house.
That's great. You taught your sons well, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I have to. He deserves that. And I've got daughters I could talk that part about. All my children are very close to me. And the one is a nurse. One work at the old folks' home. One is a seamster for a factory. The girl, 3 girls. And the boy, oldest boy got 9 ways to make a living. He's a plumber, bricklayer.
I know. Has a store.
Yes, and then 30 house on the right.
I've
4
heard.
Washer-terry. Yeah, Washer-terry, where he washed clothes. One in Laurel, one to his house, one on Hopkins Street, one downtown on Ann Street. And that man, he ain't but a 7th grade scholar. But I taught them at home. Mother wit. That's what learning deserves. Get what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Mother wit. I trained my children from the firehouse. They didn't have much schooling, but when they left me, they had